Skagway man faces extradition to Wyoming for a felony marijuana possession charge. And new species of deer are moving into parts of Alaska, including the Upperland Canal. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. A Skagway man faces extradition to Wyoming for a felony marijuana possession charge. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
A 52-year-old man from Skagway was stopped at the Canadian border on June 30th when agents discovered an outstanding warrant for his arrest in Lincoln County, Wyoming. He was sent to the Skagway Police Department where he was booked. Skagway Police Chief Ray Leggett says he was arraigned on July 2nd.
He was given a bond of $10,000, which he bonded out, and he was released from custody.
Leggett says the individual has lived in Skagway for quite some time. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Department is now pursuing extradition. The defendant was directed to stay in touch with the Skagway court and his public defender while on bail.
Everything is dependent upon Wyoming at this point. They'll have to take and make sure they file for a governor's warrant. They'll issue another warrant for us to pick him up and send him to Lemon Creek.
A governor's warrant is essentially a request from one state for permission to extradite someone in another state who has been charged with a crime. Captain Brian Andrews of the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department says that the process to obtain a governor's warrant has begun. According to Andrews, the defendant is charged with felony possession of marijuana in Wyoming. Possession and use of marijuana is illegal in Wyoming. The sale of any amount and possession of more than 3 ounces is a felony in that state. But in Alaska, residents may transport up to an ounce and possess up to 4 ounces of marijuana in their homes. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
New species of deer are moving into parts of Alaska, including the Upperland Canal. Alaska Department of Fish and Game is now gathering information on these new ungulates. Whitetail and mule deer are not native to Alaska, but the state's Department of Fish and Game says they're colonizing the 49th state. That's starting in areas proximate to the Canadian border, where whitetails and mule deer are known to live. Carl Koch is an area wildlife management biologist in Juneau. He oversees the Upperland Canal Game Management Unit, 1D.
See, for many years, even before I've had this job, we've had rumors of mule deer in the Skagway area, and even maybe a photo or two that folks weren't 100% sure whether they were mule deer or not.
In May, Koch got a photo that allowed him to identify a male mule deer in the Skagway area. According to a Fish and Game publication, mule deer have been seen in Fairbanks and even the North Pole. And Koch says the Parks Department has received reports of white-tailed deer near Haines. Haines resident Betsy Shiner saw a deer this year at Chilkat State Park.
I grew up in Michigan, and I grew up identifying deer daily. It was undoubtedly a white-tailed deer.
Shiner says she's seen thousands of white-tailed deer, including a couple of unfortunate deer-vehicle interactions. Smaller Sitka black-tailed deer are common in this area. You can tell who's who by watching their hindquarters. Mule deer have a large white patch on the rump, and the tip of their tails are black. White-tailed deer have broad tails that are white when raised. Both species are bigger than Sitka black-tailed deer. It's not unusual for animals to expand their range, but the Department of Fish and Game doesn't know why these deer are migrating or what they're bringing with them. They're concerned deer from Canada may bring in wasting disease or ticks. Since the department is eager to learn more about these populations, it's open season on all mule deer and whitetails. Carl Koch asks that hunters send photographs and samples, which is a nice way of saying big chunks of dead deer.
We would like to have them provide the head with the brain and skull intact, heart with lungs attached, the hoof, hide, and pellets. But they should feel free to give me a call so we can talk more about that stuff.
State hunting regulations say you have to call Koch before taking a deer, but he's got an update. He'd rather hunters go ahead and get the sample than let a deer go because they didn't have a chance to call. The department will return the meat and antlers. Black-tailed deer are common in southeast Alaska, but there's no hunting season for them. Their population isn't robust enough to support it. So Koch says to be careful when identifying the whitetails and mule deer. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game will announce a change to the waterfowl season for units 1 through 4. In odd years, the season will start earlier. This year is an odd year, so the season starts September 1st and ends December 16th. On even years, the season will stay the same and run from September 16th to December 31st, like usual. The alternating dates are a compromise.
We don't have the leeway to break up the seasons throughout Southeast Alaska. We have to keep them all the same.
Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Carl Koch says hunters in the Upper Lynn Canal have advocated for an earlier season in the past. But the state's Board of Game is bound by federal regulations when it comes to migratory waterfowl. International agreements managed by the Pacific Flyway Council give states only so many hunting days and hunting regions.
The folks up in Haines have been asking for an earlier season for a few years, but whereas the folks down in Ketchikan would prefer a later season, and then some of that has to do with the species they want to target.
The earlier season will give Haines hunters access to waterfowl with earlier migrations, like teal and pintail. The later season allows hunters further south to target later migrating fowl, like sea ducks. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.